times in the previous shiur, we saw the Yerushalmi that says that there's a machlokes if on Yom Kippur all the kiddushim are done from the Kiton Shel Zav, or all except for the first one. And then we asked the Kashin, the Yerushalmi, that Hakir v'Akein Ma'akvin, they are Ma'akvin, so how can you say to do the other Kedushim not from the Kiyor and the Kain, from another Kli, from Kli to the Kiton Shel Zav? And the Yerushalmi says, Mekoman Ma'akev, the place is Ma'akev. So we wanted to explain that the Yerushalmi's Kasha of Hakir v'Akein Ma'akvin, not Ma'akev in the Kiddush Nei V'Aglaim, because we saw from the Gemara, the Mefurish HaBraisa, that you don't need a Kiyor and a Kain. Now it's saying that it's ma'akev in the mitzvah of Kiyor and Kain. There's a special mitzvah of Kiyor and Kain, a special mitzvah of Lechatchila, and as we saw in the Rambam, that it's part of that Tashlam mitzvah habayis, binyan habayis, part of the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash, that you should, that they should have a Kiyor and a Kain from which the Kohen washes his hands, as we explained in the previous shir, and we will take it from there. That L'chora, we require more of an explanation in the Kashya of the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi asks that the Kiyor and the Kain are Ma'akev, that they're critical. You have to use a Kiyor and a Kain. So the Makshin understood that there is a special mitzvah to be Mekadosh Min HaKiyor, as we explained. That's Ma'akev, this mitzvah, this unique mitzvah of being Mekadosh Min HaKiyor. However, the Yerushalmi's teretz is that Mekoman Ma'akev, place is Ma'akev and not the Kiyor and the Kain. So Lechora, according to this, there's no mitzvah at all Lechatchila be Mekadosh Min HaKiyor Dafka. And not that it says in the Braisa about the Kiyor and the Kain, it's just that the Kiyor Yiyah B'Mekomo, Mekomo Ma'akev B'Shasha Kohen Mekadosh Af Mishar Klei Sharis. Even when you're using the other Klei Sharis to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Mekomo, meaning the Kiyor and the Kain have to be in their place. And if that's true, if that's the teretz of the Yerushalmi, then how does the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah lechatchila lekadosh min hakiyor? According to the teretz of the Yerushalmi, there is no mitzvah to be mekadosh min hakiyor, just the Kiyor and the Kain have to be in their place, but not that you have to wash from them lechatchila. So where does the Rambam get that you have to wash lechatchila? However, the Rambam paskins that the Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh Kol HaKiddushim B'Yom Kippur Me'akiton, and not from the Kiyor at all. So we have to say that he would learn Perish HaBraisa Mekoman Ma'akev means what? What does it mean according to the Rambam Mekoman Ma'akev? That the Ki, you're Mekadosh from the Kiton Shel Zav, and Mekoman is Ma'akev. That's the way we're understanding, the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi understood the Yerushalmi is saying that the Kiyor has to be B'Makom. But we don't find in the Rambam B'Hilchos of this din that Kedei Lekadosh Mishar Kelim, in order to be Mekadosh from other Kelim, we require that the Kiyor should be in its place in the Mikdash David. Simon Bezos, hey, he writes that even Tosis doesn't hold this way. They write, Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, Divar Masl Kiyor, that according to the Mandi Omer, that the Kiyor was Meshuka Kol HaLayla, HaYimekachim BaLayla MiMayim Shahayla MiKitun Shel Zav. That it wasn't available, it was submerged at night, this Kiyor. So what would they be Mekadosh with at night? From Mayim Shahayla MiKitun Shel Zav. And asks the Mikdash David, when the Kiyor is Meshuka, it's not B'Makoma. So, how is it possible to be Mekadesh Mishar B'Shar Kelim? If it's not Vimakomo, it's Meshuka, it's submerged, it's not in the proper place. So he says that it must be that Tosfos is learning differently in the Yerushalmi. So we have that the Rambam Lechor is not learning this way in the Yerushalmi, because the Rambam doesn't pass in his din of Vimakomo, and you see that Tosfos also says that it doesn't have to be Vimakomo. So how are they learning in the Yerushalmi? So, says Rav Steinberg as follows: that in the Gemara Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Amri Yosef Rechanina Kol Kiyor Sheim Bo Lekadosh Yadayi Lekohanim Ein Mekadoshim Imenu. So So it has to have enough water to be Makadish Arba Kohanim. So it says, Mesve, Kolakela, Makachem, Ben Shesh, Ben Bris, Ben Shem, Ben Revius, Obovachi, Uklei Shareis. And then the Gemara answers, so Gemara asks the Kasha, how can you say that it needs enough water to be Makadish Arba Kohanim? All Kalim Yer Makadish, it says, whether it has a Revius or even if it doesn't have a Revius, as long as it's a Kli Shareis. So how can you say it needs enough water to be Makadish Arba Kohanim? Gemara's Teretz is, Bekodech Misocho. That you drill inside, and according to Rashi, if there's a little kli that's drilled in the wall of the kior, that's a conduit for the water. So it really does have a it does have enough to be mekadesh arba kohanim, the actual kior, and therefore it doesn't bother us that this that when the conduit doesn't have so much water there, bein sheish ben revius bein shem ben revius. So the kior has to have, and the bekodeach besocho, that little kli that's attached, doesn't have to have a shear. So the Rambam omits this ukimta of kodeach misocho. And the Rambam then seemingly contradicts himself. Because in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam paskins, how much water has to be in the kior, no less than to be mekadesh men or arba kohanim. And Alachi and Aleph, the Rambam says, Bein Sheish, Bein Revius, Bein Shem Revius. And the Ravid already was on the Rambam's case about this. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? What about the Kodeach Mitocho? It's a steer in the Rambam. Without the Kodeach Mitocho, there's a steer. Like the Gemara brings a steer. The Gemara says, it has to have enough to be Makadesh Arba Kohanim. And the Gemara also brings that this Bein Sheish, Bein Revius, Bein Shem Revius. The Gemara is Miyashiv B'Kodeach Mitocho. And that's why the actual kior needs arba kohanim, enough water to be mekadesh arba kohanim, and the little kli that with which you're kodeach misocho besocho, that doesn't require that shear. The Rambam just brings the arba kohanim, he brings ben sheish ben revius ben shem revius, which is soser the arba kohanim, enough to be mekadesh arba kohanim, because you see you don't even need a revius, and he doesn't bring the ukimt of kodeach mitocho. So how does the Rambam understanding the stira? Rambam soser himself. So we can explain, based on what we can discuss b'das Rambam, that the mitzvah lechatchilas to be mekadesh b'kiyor. Does that mean that the maisa hakiddush should be from the kiyor dafka? Or he should be mekadesh from the mayim sheniskatshu b'kiyor? Is it a din in the maisa hakiddush, or is it a din in the mayim, lashon Rambam? Mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakior. So it's mashmah that the mitzvah is not to be mekadesh dafka from the kior, but from the mayim that was in the kior. Maybe now the water is elsewhere. It's a din in the mayim. The mayim have to be from the kior. And so it's the Chasdei David Yadayim Perak Aleph Alocha Dalet. So the fizeh faren for the kasha of the Ravid b'stiras divrei Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that the whole Indian of Shir Arba Kohanim is in the Shem Kior. Otherwise it doesn't have the Maila of being a Kior. And if it doesn't have this Shir of Mayim, so then it's Roy Lekiddush. But unlike other Klei Sharis. And you don't have the mitzvah of being Mekadesh Mea Kior. That's what the Rambam didn't write in Halacha Yud Gimel. Pachas mikain ain't a royal kaddish bo. What does the Rambam write in Halacha Yud Gimel? How much has to be in the kior in order to be mekadesh? Kama mayim tzrichim lios bekior. Ein pachos mikdei lekadesh mimenu arba kohanim. He doesn't say that less doesn't work. Rambam just says, what does it need in order to be called the kior? The mitzvah is not to be mekadesh mina kior according to the Rambam. The mitzvah is to be mekadesh for mayim that was in the kior. And how much mayim has to be in the kior to be considered mei kior? Enough to be mekadesh arba kohanim? Gemara asked, that ein behem revias makachim behem, it's mashm even lechatchila. The Gemara answered, b'kodeach mitocho, and that's the way Tosis learns. How's Tosis learn? That you take from the kior to the klei sharis, and then you're makayim the mitzvah lekadosh mi meha kior. And since the Rambam already wrote there's a mitzvah lekadosh mi meha kior, he doesn't have to tell us anymore. Not that he says that mekachim lechatchila mishar hakelim, that's because the water was taken from the kior. Because it was taken from the kior. Once it was taken from the kior, then everything is cool. Now it's considered mei kior, because the kior sanctified this water. And now it's perfect mei kior, as long as it has the kashir of arba kohanim. We can say that that's also what the Yerushalmi means. That even the Metarites knew that what the Braisa means is that the Kior and the Kenar Ma'akev, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Me'akior Lechatchila. You need Kior and Ken. But the Maisa Kiddush doesn't have to be Dafka Me'akior. It can be done with another Kli. If the water is Me'akior. And that's what it says, Mekom and Ma'akev. So the whole ikuv in this din is not that the kiddush should be with the kior, but rather the kior should be al makomo umisham yikru amayim leklei sharis lekadesh bo, and from this kior you should take the water. And even if you have this kiton shel zav of the kohen gadol and yom kippur, that's also talking about a case where they took it from this kior, and then you are makayim the din lechatchila. Lekadesh mi mea kior. And for Enfert the Kash of the Ramban and the Rambam. We saw the same teretz in the. We learned the. We had a shir based on the chiddush of the Rebbe Nechemiah Malin, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. This is the same word. That as long as you took it from the kior, you don't need to wash from the kior. The water needs to be mei kior. The maisa doesn't have to be from the kior. The water has to be from the kior. The moment the water is from the kior, everything is fine. You can use another kli, even a kiton shel zav lechatchila. That's what it means, makoma ma'akev, makoman ma'akev. That as long as the kior is in its place and you took the water from there, then everything is fine. Then it's even a lechatchila. Okay, we still have a derech to go on, but Baruch Hashem, we saw some more light in this sukkia. And Butzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.